said that Eric Clapton was the guy who really put down the Les Paul sound?
Yeah.
You really think
without
so?
Doubt. Well, he was, yeah. With the blues practice. Yeah. And he was doing, well, it was just a magic combination. He just got on the Marshall amps and away it went, you know. It just happened. And,
Do you think he was good?
Yeah. He played brilliantly there. Really brilliant.
Yeah.
That was really stirring stuff.
What about with Cream?
I never saw Cream, so I don't know. And they tell me that the recordings are nowhere near as good that finally came out as they were in the early days. You know, they were tired by then, they weren't into it so much. Plus we're coming in fast. Fuck this. Somebody was saying to me about this guy Nick Kent in London. He suddenly came out with this thing about, he said, I thought it was like a really revolutionary sound. And I didn't realise that anyone would think it was. But I can explain exactly how it's done. Again, it's a sort of back with echo and wah-wah and basically this and that and everything, isn't it?
I mean, I positively believe that you brought in, you know, revolutionary sounds to rock guitar. Positively,
yeah.
Well,
I don't, yeah.
Oh, man, come on. The first album, the guitar playing.
God. Yeah, I know, but there's so many good things happening around that point.
Ranks the all-time five albums of guitar playing and guitar sounds. Forget it, I've heard all of them. You know? And I mean that honestly. It's incredible.
It's great. There's a lot of trouble taken on keeping, you know, sort of separation, different sounds and things, so that you don't, you know, have the same guitar sound all the time. And that's where that orchestration thing comes in. It's so easy to, you know, I've already planned it. It's already there. All the groundwork's been done now.
Right.
And the dream has been accomplished, like a big computerized mixing console and everything for 24 tracks. And so, like, the sort of struggle of everything is now over. It's just a time to get through this, and then go back home and get it all down, you know. So, as I say, I've got two things written. You didn't hear the Lucifer Rising track.
No, I didn't.
But you see, I didn't play any guitar on that part from one point. It was all other instruments, all synthesizer. Every instrument was given a process. So it didn't sound like what it really was. Voices, drones, mantras, and they were phased, and then I put tabla drums to the treatment and made them sort of sing, you know. So when you've got like a collage of say four of these sounds together, you know, people would be going, you know, they sort of draw them right in because it would be sounds that they hadn't heard before.
Right.
That's basically what I'm into, you know. Collages and tissues of sound, you know. With emotional intensity.
I know.
You do it. And melody and all that. But you know, there are so many good people around, like McLaughlin and people like that. In a totally different vein to what I'm doing.
Yeah, but I don't think he's sustaining though.
But he's always had that technique right from ever since I've known him. When he was working in a guitar shop, say. And I would say he was the best jazz guitarist in England then, you know.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, in the traditional style, Johnny Smith and Tal Farlow. Combination of those two is exactly what he sounded like, you know. And he was easily the best guitarist in England, and he's working in a guitar shop. And that's what I say, you hear so many good people around, you know, under those conditions. And it doesn't... I'll tell you one thing. I don't know one musician that stuck to his guns that was good in the early days that hasn't come through now with recognition from him. Albert Lee and all these people, you know, that seem to be like white elephants in it, you know? Got recognition, you know. I mean, I think he's really good.
Albert Lee?
Yeah.
That's great.
Bloody brilliant, you know. He's got one of those string benders too, but...
Yeah.
I haven't heard him play anything for ages, though. But I know that every time I do hear him, he's bloody better and better.
You're getting better.
Oh my god.
I'm not telling you.
It's a different approach. I've got two different approaches. It's like a schizophrenic guitarist. I mean, on stage, it's totally differently not in a way of approaching the studio.
Hard to do there.
It's alright. Chalk and cheese.
That might be way wrong.
And that's what, you know, like the presence of the control of that had to be, and the fact, all the contributing factors to that, LP, the fact that it was done in 3 weeks, but all the rest of it is so good for the band, and it's, you know, it's, well, it was just good for everything, you know. And even though it was at a very anxious point, and, you know, like, the anxiety shows group-wise, you know, like, Walt was going to walk again, all this sort of thing. Where are we? It doesn't matter. I forgot what I was going to say now. I just got sidetracked listening to it. I'll come back to that anyway, later.
Wait.
But I'll come back to that LP later. But the main thing is that the playing, even though it's anxiety, I've tried to hold it back, you know, and this sort of, like that approach to the blues, is that a perfect example, really? I guess the solo in Achilles is in the same tradition as the solo from Stereo. Is it?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be to me.
Right. It was incredible. My soul was just...
I was jolly happy with it, you know. That's, I was a bit sort of bemused when I read some of the reviews of it. People tend to take things too seriously. As far as their own identity with things, you know, before they can break it down and accept yours, you know.
Right.
You know, when something is being really sort of channeled out, you know, like it was, it's such a short time, intensive period. Maybe. It really seems a shame when somebody just gives it like a superficial, glib overtone, you know. Still, you know. We just totally committed this out.